job. Terms and conditions apply.
CBS News Brief. President Biden visited Florida to tour damage left behind from Hurricane Idalia.
Good morning and welcome to the broadcast of Zion Lutheran Church at 110 East Grand Avenue in Chippewa Falls. To help you follow along, the order of worship for today's service is available on our website at zionlcmscf.org under the radio tab. The Lord bless you today through the hearing of His Word.
Morning. Am I on? I may not be on. Hello. Okay. Welcome to Zion. And we have this special Mission Observance Sunday. And we are privileged to have with us Pastor Dan Jastrom, all the way from Japan. He will be presenting our sermon today, preaching God's Word, and also afterwards we'll have a special presentation downstairs with the potluck and let us know what the Lord is doing in Asia these days. And our service is oriented around this mission work that God has called us all to do. Let me see. For the radio listeners, allow me to tell you what we'll be singing today. We're following setting 4 of Divine Service, beginning on page 203. Our opening hymn is 825, Rise, Shine, You People. Sermon hymn is 824, May God Bestow on Us His Grace. Distribution hymns, 601, All Who Believe and Are Baptized. 594, God's Own Child, I Gladly Say It. This is our hymn of the month. 829, Christ the Eternal Lord. Our closing hymn is 643, Sent Forth by God's Blessing. And also, I failed to mention, there is a free will offering that will go to international missions through the Missouri Synod. And so that is back there. With that, let's begin with our opening hymn, number 825, Rise, Shine, You People.
Thank you.
please stand? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our help is in the name of the Lord. If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand? Since we are gathered to hear God's word, call upon him in prayer and praise, and receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ in the fellowship of this altar, let us first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together, as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of Christ, and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Almighty God, have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and lead us to everlasting life. Amen. Almighty God, merciful Father, in holy baptism, you declared us to be your children and gathered us into your one holy church, in which you daily and richly forgive us our sins and grant us new life through your Spirit. Be in our midst, enliven our faith, and graciously receive our prayer and praise through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Almighty God, in your kindness, you caused the light of the gospel to shine among us. By the working of your Holy Spirit, help us to share the good news of your salvation, that all who hear it may rejoice in the gift of your unending love through Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
You may be seated for the readings. The Old Testament reading is from Isaiah chapter 62. For Zion's sake, I will not keep silent, and for Jerusalem's sake, I will not be quiet until her righteousness goes forth as brightness and her salvation as a burning torch. The nations shall see your righteousness and all the kings your glory, and you shall be called by a new name, that the mouth of the Lord will give. You shall be a crown of beauty in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of your God. You shall no more be termed forsaken, and your land shall no more be termed desolate, but you shall be called, my delight is in her, and your land married. For the Lord delights in you, and your land shall be married. For as a young man marries a young woman, so shall your sons marry you. And as the bridegroom rejoices over the bride, so shall your God rejoice over you. On your walls, O Jerusalem, I have set watchmen all the day and all the night. They shall never be silent. You who put the Lord in remembrance, take no rest, and give him no rest until he establishes Jerusalem and makes it a praise in the earth. This is the word of the Lord. So is from Romans chapter 10. For the scripture says, everyone who believes in him will not be put to shame, for there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. The same Lord is Lord of all, bestowing his riches on all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. But how are they to call on him in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in him and of whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching? And how are they to preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed what he has heard from us? So faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. This is the word of the Lord. Please stand. Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 24th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Then Jesus said to them, these are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled. Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures and said to them, thus it is written, that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance and forgiveness of sin should be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. And behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you. But stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high. Then he led them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. While he blessed them, he parted from them and was carried up into heaven. And they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy and were continually in the temple blessing God. This is the gospel of the Lord. Together we confess our faith as written in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth.
One Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things are
Please be seated, and together we sing our hymn of the day, number 824. May God bestow on us his grace.
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The sermon text for today is taken from the gospel lesson. Thus it is written that Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance and forgiveness of sin should be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. Please be seated. Mission Observance Sunday. This congregation has been a wonderful blessing to the mission work of the church. More than any other congregation of which I visit year by year or every other year, this congregation has repeatedly invited me back. You want to and you need to hear about mission. Because mission work doesn't come naturally to the sinful human nature of our being. Mission springs from the gospel. Good news. Every Sunday when you gather here, it's about the gospel, and yet sometimes it can become so habitual, so much of a ritual that you forget. This is really, really good news. You forget how good it is for yourself, how good it is for your marriage, how good it is for your family, how good it is for your relatives and friends and loved ones and working colleagues. It's really good. It's the sort of good that you can't keep to yourself. That's what we need reminding of. When it seems so regular, we hear it over and over, we forget about how good it is, not only for us individually, but for those close to us and for those far away. Why? Because the good news is that God so loved us that he sent his beloved Son to die on the cross for our sins, that we as sinners might come to repentance, the forgiveness of sins, salvation, and life everlasting. That's good news for people on the road to damnation. It's good news for the people who are lost and don't know their way in a world where they think they may be masters of the universe, masters of their own fate, until they realize, perhaps little by little, perhaps too late, that they aren't really in control of themselves, of their life, and of their eternal well-being. God is in control. That's why this good news is so important. Good news of salvation and the forgiveness of sins. So the gospel lesson today from Luke chapter 24 talks about the genesis of this mission work in the New Testament among the apostles. Here's where it starts in the New Testament age. Thus it is written, Jesus talks to his 12 disciples that are gathered together just after his death and resurrection, that the Christ should suffer on the third and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance and forgiveness of sin should be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. The 12 disciples, they weren't, of course, always faithful. They were, of course, always sinners that needed faith and strength and courage from God. And yet they were the 12 disciples that received the promises of Jesus Christ, had heard him and been strengthened by him for over 3 years, and now they were being sent out with an apostolic mission. To be an apostle means to be one sent out. And why are people sent out in the ancient world? To be heralds, to make a proclamation, especially when there's good news to be shared throughout the entire country and now even the entire world. Good news. Jesus is our Savior. Good news. By God's great love, we don't have to be lost and condemned because of our sins, but we are saved by the blood and suffering of Jesus Christ on the cross. Good news not only for you, but good news for the nations. It all starts there with the disciples gathered together right after the resurrection. Jesus himself began that sending. He sent out the 12 because they represented the 12 tribes of Israel, the entire Old Testament church, which was now becoming the New Testament church. Sent out 12 of them, representing the entire church. It's the mission of the church that this proclamation of forgiveness of sins be sent out and proclaimed to the entire world. This gospel lesson is that genesis. But how does it work? What is the theology of mission work? The epistle lesson. Paul teaches us in Romans chapter 10 the theology and the inner workings of mission observance, of the task of spreading this ministry throughout the entire world. So it's not too complicated. There are 5 basic elements, and each of those 5 elements are rather simple, at least to identify, perhaps a little bit more difficult to put into practice, to remind ourselves and to be renewed in that mission conviction and that commitment for the sake of the world. So let's explore how St. Paul explains the theology of mission work in Romans chapter 10. He says, "For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." And then he follows with very pointed questions, each starting with the question, how? But how are they to call on him whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in him of whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching? And how are they to preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news. Well, you may not have been counting, but there's five ingredients to how we observe mission work and how we practice mission work. Remember those questions. How can they call on the name of the Lord unless they are sent? Unless they believe. How can they believe unless they are sent? I got that wrong. How are they to believe unless they hear? How can they hear unless there's someone preaching to them? And how can they preach unless someone sends them? So we're going to start from the end, which starts with sending, because the gospel lesson talks about the genesis, the origin, the genesis of this mission proclamation of the New Testament with the apostles. Remember, Jesus chose the 12 apostles, and then as apostles, sent ones, he sent them out to proclaim that message, like a king would send out a herald to proclaim good news. Jesus himself sent the 12 apostles, but it wasn't supposed to end with those 12 and with their death. Remember, those 12 apostles represented the 12 tribes of Israel, the entire church, Old Testament and New Testament believers in the salvation that God had promised to Adam and Eve. So these sent ones represent the entire church. And once the death of these apostles became near, then the church continues that apostolic mission so that it continues by the command of God, operating in the voice and the mandate of Jesus Christ, to continue to send out preachers and pastors who proclaim that word in the public ministry of the church. So that's how you have gotten your pastors. Each one of your pastors, now and previous, have all been sent by God. Yes, you called out, "Dear Lord God in heaven, we need a pastor. And so-and-so is available. Please, if it be according to your will, send this proclaimer of God's word to us, thy will be done." And not only for us, but also for the entire world, we need missionaries. We gather together with all the congregations of the Missouri Synod Lutheran Church, elect this task and responsibility to gather together missionaries who are qualified, and through the combined efforts of more than 6,000 congregations, send them to foreign parts of the world who will proclaim your good news in our name. And of course, according to your triune name. We send them out as a church body large to continue the ministry of public proclamation of this good news. So, Jesus, yes, you sent the 12 apostles, and you continue to send through your church also these preachers, these proclaimers, these missionaries. You send them out not to do anything they want, but to preach, to proclaim that good news. Specifically, Jesus Christ and him crucified for the sins of the world, that all may hear and believe, come to faith, everlasting life. And so, preachers and proclaimers and missionaries are sent. And so, preachers and proclaimers and missionaries preach. And so, people hear. Of course, some of our words fall on deaf ears. People who may be there, but their hearts are closed. People may be there and think they would like to hear a message of their own pleasing, Don't tell me about repentance. Don't tell me about my sin. Don't say that I need to come crawling to God for repentance or crawling to my neighbor to ask for the forgiveness of my sins. I don't want to hear that. We sinners, we're all alike, aren't we? I know what's in your heart because I know what's in my heart. Repentance and asking forgiveness sincerely is one of the most difficult things you will ever do or continue to do throughout your life. Just try it a few times and you'll see how difficult it is. Try it in front of your pastor and you'll see how difficult. Most of you will want to keep away from private confession and absolution, but try it once or twice. If you haven't, you're really missing out on a great thing. Why? Because everlasting life comes through repentance and hearing the words of the good news, forgiveness of sins. So preachers and missionaries, proclaimers, they are sent. And so preachers, missionaries, and proclaimers, they preach this good news. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Consider that good news. Repent. The time is at hand. The time is for you. Everlasting life is yours through repentance and the forgiveness of sins. And those to whom God gives open ears, and those to whom God gives a living faith, these are gifts from God. We can't do it ourselves because we are spiritually dead. But God comes to us, accomplishes his miraculous work, and opens our deaf ears, opens our blind eyes, causes to beat again a heart that's spiritually dead and dormant, and makes it alive. New birth, new life, so that we actually hear the proclaimed and preached word. And then there is faith, the heartbeat of faith, the regular breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out. That's faith living day by day. Faith that brings you here. Today, you have called on the name of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. That's calling on the name of the Lord. That's what the Bible describes as worship, calling on the name of the Lord. No matter how simple, no matter how complex, no matter how new this particular service might be, or no matter how familiar it might be, calling on the name of the Lord. Worship. The evidence that your heart of faith is really beating. If your heart is dead, if your ears are closed, why come to church? You won't find people like that here normally because their hearts are dead, their ears are closed. But you're here because God has opened your ears, he has caused your heart of faith to beat, and so you call on the name of the Lord. So how does mission work happen again? Thus it is written that Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance and forgiveness of sin should be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. And then Paul explains, but how are they to call on him whom they have not believed? How are they to believe in him of whom they have never heard? How are they to hear without someone preaching? And how are they to preach unless they are sent? Oh, one more verse. As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news. You know, thinking and preparing for the sermon, everything goes well until I get to this last verse and I think, what? I have beautiful feet? You know, if you look at them closely, if I look at my feet, they don't look so beautiful. But if God's word says they're beautiful, who am I not to proclaim what God's word says? So I had to ask myself, why in the world are my feet beautiful? And I had to come up with a good biblical, theological answer. Why are my feet beautiful? Because God has sent these feet to accomplish a beautiful purpose. Remember the genesis of apostolic proclamation and mission work for the entire nation, for the entire world, all nations on earth, including Chippewa Falls and every place else. What? It says beginning in Jerusalem. How in the world did the good news come to Chippewa Falls? It didn't start with you. You only have this congregation and this place of worship because of mission work, thanks be to God. What you enjoy as the fruits of missionary labors in the past centuries, now you have the privilege of passing on to even go further beyond Chippewa Falls to other parts of the country and other parts of the world. Beautiful feet? Yeah, because God has sent those feet to be beautiful. It's not the feet themselves, of course, but God sends them, and then God gives them a tremendously beautiful treasure and package to deliver the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ. God sends the feet on the way. He delivers through those feet the good news of salvation, good and beautiful news indeed. And then finally, perhaps the most significant reason why my feet are beautiful. It's because of you, dear saints, at Zion Chippewa Falls. You have sent these feet at God's command to the ends of the world, halfway around the world, to Asia, to Japan, where I live and work. You make my feet beautiful. You are the ones who, by God's command, have sent me to where I live and work. You are the one that keep this connection alive and in operation halfway around the world. Without you, this mission work would completely fall apart. You and all the other congregations that support missionaries throughout the world, you make our feet beautiful. But of course, God, His beautiful message, it's yours today, and it's yours to share. It's not only for the 12 apostles. It's not only for your pastor or your missionaries. We are called to proclaim publicly in public sermons and the public ministry of the word, that good news, of course. But do you want to keep this good news secret in your life, in your house, in your family, in your work? Of course not. You together with the 12 apostles, you together with your pastor, you together with all missionaries are witnesses of how God works through Jesus Christ, sending and then accomplishing what the good news accomplishes through those five elements. And now may the peace of God, which surpasseth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior. Amen.
Please stand for prayer. Heavenly Father, your Son has commanded us to go into all the world and proclaim the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ to the whole creation. Bless the proclamation of your church here in Chippewa Falls and around the world in Asia and Japan, that many may believe, be baptized, and be saved. Lord, in your mercy. Merciful God, preserve your holy church here and scattered throughout the world. Give steadfast faith to all Christians by the preaching of your word and through the holy sacraments, and send laborers into your harvest. Enliven the love of your saints to bear one another's burdens and to show mercy toward those outside of the church. Quicken us in the hope of eternal life in Christ Jesus. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear
Heavenly Father, your Son fulfilled everything written about him in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms. Open our minds to understand the scriptures that we may grow in faith, wisdom, and knowledge of Christ. Lord, in your mercy. Father of glory, you raised your only begotten Son from the dead and established him at your right hand so that we might be part of your household forever. Bless our homes as we await our day of resurrection. Be the companion and consolation of those who live in solitude. Strengthen husbands and wives so that their love exemplifies the love between Christ and his church. And bless parents and children as they gather around your word. Lord, in your mercy. Eternal Lord, since your Son will shatter kings when he executes judgment on the nations, keep President Biden and all our leaders from acting in ways that will earn them his wrath. Bless them with wisdom to govern us in accord with your righteous ways. Lord, in your mercy. Compassionate Lord, as believers in your Son's name, we call on you to deliver Marlis, Pastor Jones, Haley, Marlis, Pastor Sedlock, Ruth, Irma, Lacey, Jim, Lewis, Greg, Diane, Nancy, Ben, Mark, Blaine, Audrey, Mary Jo, Lynn, Amy, Ben, Cookie, Sarah, Marlene, Arlene, Pastor Miller, and all who suffer in our midst from sickness of body and mind and every other power of the enemy. Lord, in your mercy. Gracious God, keep us from hardness of heart and unbelief. Help us by your Spirit to believe the witness of those who saw your Son after his resurrection, that we may joyfully recline at table with him today to eat his body and drink his blood in a worthy manner. Lord, in your mercy. O Lord, Heavenly Father, we gratefully remember the sufferings and death of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, for our salvation. Rejoicing in his victorious resurrection from the dead, we draw strength from his ascension before you, where he ever stands for us as our own high priest. Gather us together from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. For to you alone we give all glory, honor, and worship, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Everlasting God, for the countless blessings you so freely bestow on us and all creation. Above all, we give thanks for your boundless love shown to us when you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into our flesh and laid on him our sin, giving him into death that we might not die eternally. Because he is now risen from the dead and lives and reigns to all eternity, all who believe in him will overcome sin and death and will rise again to new life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of all creation, for you have had mercy on us and given your only begotten Son that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. In your righteous judgment, you condemned the sin of Adam and Eve who ate the forbidden fruit, and you justly barred them and all their children from the tree of life. Yet in your great mercy, you promised salvation by a second Adam, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, and made his cross a life-giving tree for all who trust in him. We give you thanks for the redemption you have prepared for us through Jesus Christ. Grant us your Holy Spirit, that we may faithfully eat and drink of the fruits of his cross and receive the blessings of forgiveness, life, and salvation that come to us in his body and blood. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. The very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. And the Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. The very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you.
Amen.
partake and drink. This is the very blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and drink the very blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you. This is the very blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Amen. Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. The very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. The very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. The true body of Christ, given for you. Take and drink. The very blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and drink. The very blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Drink. This is the very blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. The very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and drink. The very blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Carter, the Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Savior, the Lord bless you and grant you a saving faith. The Lord bless you and grant you a saving faith. The Lord bless you and keep you in his saving grace. Amen. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. The very body of Christ given unto death for you. Take and drink. This is the true blood of Jesus Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and drink the very blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Amen. Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat.
May the word of Christ that you heard today dwell in you richly. If you have a question or comment about Zion Lutheran Church or today's service, or if you have a request for prayer, please let us know. We'd love to hear from you. You may reach us through our website, zionlcmsef.org, by phone at 715-723-6380, or in person at 110 East Grand Avenue in Chippewa Falls. If you're looking for a church home, we will gladly tell you more about Zion or help you find a congregation near you. These broadcasts are paid for with the gifts made to our radio fund. If you would like to contribute, click the Give tab on our website, zionlcmsef.org, or send a check to Zion Lutheran Church Radio Fund, 110 East Grand Avenue, Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, 54729. Zion is a member of the Lutheran Church.